صلی اللہ علیہ
وسلم. مناجات شعبانیہ. The whispered prayers of Amir al-Mu'mineen Imam Ali alayhi salam and the Imams alayhi salam in the month of Shaban. In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. O Allah, send salutation upon Muhammad and the progeny of Muhammad. And listen to my prayer when I pray to you. And listen to my call when I call to you. And turn to me when I whisper to you. Indeed, I have fled to you, and I am standing before you, pleading you in humility. Hoping to get the reward you have for me. And you know what is in me, and you are aware of my needs. And you know my inner self. Neither my end nor my abode is hidden to you. And of what I want to begin my speech with, and the request I would utter, and which I hope for my ultimate end. My Lord, your destiny has been implemented on me. In my performance till the end of my life, my hidden and my evident, and all is in your hand, not in the hands of others. My increasing and my decreasing, my gains and my losses. My Lord, if you deprive me, who else will provide me? And if you defame me, who will help me? My Lord, I seek your protection from your anger and from earning your displeasure. My Lord, if I do not deserve your mercy, then you indeed deserve to be generous to me by your capacious grace. My Lord, I see myself standing before you, and indeed sheltered by my trust in you. You said what befitted you, and covered me with your forgiveness. My Lord, if you forgive me, then who is better than you to forgive? If the time of my death has come near, and my deeds have not yet neared me to you, then indeed I make this confession of my sins a means to approach you. My Lord, I have been unjust to my soul, for I have not looked after it. Woe be unto it if you do not forgive it. My Lord, your continued favors were on me during my lifetime. Therefore, do not seize your favors from me at the time of my death. My Lord, how can I lose hope of your kind look at me after my death, whence your supervision was only good during my lifetime. My Lord, supervise me in my task as it befits you, and bestow your favor on me, a sinner enwrapped in his ignorance. My Lord, you have hidden many of my sins in this world. I am in a greater need of them being concealed in the hereafter. As you have not revealed them to any of your pious servants, therefore do not defame me on the day of reckoning before the eyes of mankind. My Lord, your generosity has increased my hopes, and your forgiveness is superior than my deeds. My Lord, therefore gladden me by meeting you on the day you judge between your servants. My Lord, my apology to you is the apology of him who cannot afford his apology not being accepted. Therefore, accept my apology. You, the most honorable, to whom the evildoers tend their apology. My Lord, do not turn down my request, and do not foil my desire, and do not seize my hopes and expectations. My Lord, had you intended to defame me, you would not have guided me. And had you intended to disgrace me, you would not have given me health. My Lord, I do not think that you will turn down my request, for which I have spent my life asking you. My Lord, all praise is to you, always, forever, eternal, which increases and never lessens as you love and please. My Lord, if you hold me for my crimes, I will hold to your forgiveness. And if you hold me for my sins, I will hold to your forgiving. And if you make me enter the fire, I will tell its inmates that I love you. My Lord, if my deeds are too small beside your obedience, then indeed my hopes are too high beside your expectations. My Lord, how can I turn away from you disappointed? And with my trust in your generosity indeed, will you drive me away from salvation? My Lord, I have wasted my life in greed of forgetting you, and lost my youth, confused, distanced from you. My Lord, I did not wake up when I was under a delusion about you, and was inclined to earn your displeasure. My Lord, I am your servant, son of your servant, standing before you, approaching you by your grace. My Lord, I am a servant. I want to rid myself of the sins I used to commit in your presence due to my shamelessness of you watching. I request you to forgive me, because forgiveness is an attribute of your grace. My Lord, I do not possess that ability to distance from your disobedience. except when you awaken me to your love. And as you intended me to be, I was. I am thankful to you for making me enter your grace, and for cleansing my heart from the impurities of unawareness from you. My Lord, look at me the look of someone who you have called him and he responded to you, and whom you helped in his tasks and he obeyed you. O near, who is not far from one who is proud of him, and O generous, who does not withhold his reward from one who hopes for it. My Lord, bless me a heart the enthusiasm of which is to bring it near you. And a tongue the truth of which may elevate to you. And a vision which may bring it close to you. My Lord, whoever gets acquainted through you is not unknown, and whoever sought refuge in you is not wretched. And one to whom you turn is not a slave. My Lord, one who seeks your path is indeed enlightened, and one who seeks refuge in you is protected. My Lord, I have sought refuge in you. Therefore, do not disappoint me of your mercy, and do not keep me secluded from your kindness. My Lord, place me amongst your friends, those who hope for an increase in your love. My Lord, inspire me with an inspiration by your remembrance to your remembrance, and make my determination to cherish the success of your names and your pure station. My Lord, I seek you to admit me to the place reserved for those who obey you, and to admit me to the pure abode of those who enjoy your pleasure. For sure, I can neither defend my soul, nor do I possess for it any profit. My Lord, I am your weak servant, the sinner, and your repentant slave. So do not make me one of those from who you turn away your face. And whom his negligence has secluded from your forgiveness. My Lord, grant me a complete separation towards you, and enlighten the eyes of our hearts with the light of their looking at you. To the extent that the eyes of hearts penetrate the veils of light and reach the source of grandeur, and our souls get suspended by the glory of your sanctity. My Lord, make me one of those whom you call and he responds to you. And when you look at him, he is thunderstruck by your majesty. You whisper to him secretly, and he works for you openly. My Lord, I have not allowed my pessimistic despair to overcome my good opinion about you. Nor did I ever lose my hope of your benevolence. My Lord, if my errors have degraded me before you, then forgive me by my good reliance on you. My Lord, if my sins have deprived me from your graceful affection, then my firm belief has reminded me of your compassion. My Lord, if my unawareness has put me to sleep from the preparations to meet you, the awareness of your benevolent bounties has indeed awakened me. My Lord, if your severe punishment calls me to the fire, certainly the abundance of your reward invites me to the paradise. My Lord, I ask you and pray to you earnestly, and I desire, and I ask you to send salutations upon Muhammad and the progeny of Muhammad, and make me one of those who always remembers you and never violates your allegiance and not negligent to your gratitude and does not take your orders lightly. My Lord, enlist me in the light of your majestic glory, so that I may know you and to be away from others but you, and fearful and watchful of you. O the possessor of glory and honor,
يا ذا الجلال والكرام صلى الله على محمد رسول
and send salutations upon Muhammad, his prophet and his pure household, and on him be salams.
يا أبا عبد الله صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله.